Generation to generation. And what was true 1,000 years ago is true today in this book.
If you have doubts or questions,
you're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day, once again, that the Lord have made. We rejoice in it. We're glad in it. Praise our God for the opportunity to come in your homes, your cars, however you're tuning into the web, by Facebook, Cyber's audience. We're grateful for this radio station once again, WWBC. Come on, bringing us on, amen, hallelujah, to your homes, into your homes, into your cars, being with you, just to share a word of encouragement, just to share a word to lift you up, and somebody, through the preaching and the teaching of the word of God, will come to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved? I'm so glad we had this opportunity to share with you a word. Amen. At this time, we want to go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity that you allowed us to come together today by the way of radio, by the way of Cypress audience. Father, we thank you for touching each one on the other side of the dial, on the other side of the Facebook, Father. Even now, Father, we just thank you for meeting the needs of the people right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, that somebody will come to the foot of the cross and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for you once again. Amen. This is your radio host, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist, Benita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God for you. We love you. Appreciate you. Thank God for you. To our church mothers and elders and evangelists, prophetess, all of those that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Again, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to thank God for you. Listen, we want to thank God for last week. We were in a powerful packed revival down there in Melbourne. Oh, my God, with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle Deliverance Revival Center. Oh, my God. 1500 Florida Avenue. Oh, my goodness. It was something in that place on last week. The power of God, the Shekinah glory filled the house. People were healed. People were delivered and set free. Amen. Souls came to God, came to the Lord. And this is what it was all about, sharing the word of God, sharing a word of hope and a word of encouragement and enriching souls. I want you to be encouraged. We want to thank God once again for that revival. Amen. Listen, get ready. Get ready. Coming up. Amen. Coming up. The second week in April, we will be right there in revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. God has moved. He's been moving so profound. So we'll be there next week. You don't want to miss it. The second week of this month. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be something in the house. Amen. Evangelist Jan Berry will be there running a revival for us that week there at the Power of Faith Healer in Deliverance Temple. You don't want to miss it. Oh, it's going to be something. I'm telling you, God is going to move by his power. God is going to open up doors. Amen. For people to be healed, delivered, and set free in their lives. So come on out and be with us. Be with us. Amen. In this revival coming up, you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, God has something in store for us. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Please tag and share. Let people know. Tell somebody about this great revival that's coming up. Amen. Look forward to seeing you there. We want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour right now. We want to send out our condolences. Amen. To the Carson family and New Smyrna. We want to send out our condolences to you. We're praying for you all as you go through this transition, amen, of your father. We want you to know that God is able, and he will see you through. He will see you through, amen, of Ella Carson. Amen. We praying for the family. Also, we're praying for Normal, hallelujah. Praying for Normal Lawson, Sister Normal Lawson, amen, and New Smyrna also, in the passing of her mother. And we want to pray for these families that God would see them through and take them through this difficult time. Amen. So we know God can and he will. I want to encourage your hearts today because the word of God is true. The word of God is right. Amen. I was sitting here listening, waiting to come on the air. And I was heard a young man come on talking about the cross. And I heard Billy Graham come on talk about the word. And I just want to deal with that because, you know, it's so much is happening. People are going through so much in their lives and they don't have no hope. But today the word of God comes to give you hope. The word of God comes to soothe you. The word of God comes to bring you out of situations you're in. You must apply the word, amen, to every situation that you're in and that you're going through. Because of the simple fact, the enemy knows that the word of God if the word of God ever take root in your heart, the word of God will bring you through any situation, out of any situation you're in, but you got to do what? Take God at his word. You got to take him at his word because his word is his bond. His bond is his word towards us as believers. If we don't have nothing else to stand on, you have the word of God to stand on. I'm going to show you in the scripture because it just really, it got me because much as we've been preaching him, teaching him, and hearing the word, do we really take the word for what the word really say? When he said by his word, he said he swore by his word that he will bless you. He swore by his word. You know, anything, God stand by his word. One translation say he hastens to his word to perform it for you. Come on. I'm just going to go with that because he hastens to it. That means he hastens to it. He comes to see about it. You put his word out there. He's coming to see about you. Because you are. You're standing on his word. I know the enemy knows that if you, as a believer, continue to speak this word, be instant in season and out of season, guess what? It is going to have to come to pass. The word of God. The word of God alone. Nothing else. Nothing else works but the word of God. You got to work the word. You got to put the word into action. You got to put the word into take it off the pages and begin to act the word. Begin to walk the word. Begin to talk the word. Begin to live the word. Because the word of God is sharper, as it said in Hebrews, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on. The word of God. When you operate in the word, you have the word results of the word. You have the word backing you up. Because guess what? I know that you know that God will bring you out. How is he going to bring you out? By his word. Come on. By his word. I just want to just read that. It stood out to me when I was reading it and I was listening to it, waiting to come on. Matthew's, the 24th chapter in the 35th verse. It says, heaven and earth, listen, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Here we go. It said, but my word shall not pass away. That just really gravitated to me because heaven and earth is going to pass away. But then he says, Jesus says right here, but my word, his word, not nobody else's word, but my word shall not pass away. It's going to stand forevermore. His word is going to do exactly what he says. I remember the scripture when the centurion man said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come up under my roof. All I want you to do is what? Send or speak the word. The word of God alone by itself don't need no help. You use the word, you act on the word of God, God is going to come see about you. Again, everything else is going to fade away. Everything else is going to disappear away. But the word of God, the word of God is all you and I have to stand on. The word of God is like the word of God is like Numina. The word of God brings peace where there's confusion. The word of God brings joy where there's sadness. Good news beyond news, which is the word of God. Speak the word. Walk in the word. Meditate on the word. Become the word. Let the word become you. And if you let the word become you, his word is his bond towards the believers, you and I. As he said again, heaven and earth, right here in the 25th verse of St. Matthew's, the 24th chapter, the 31st verse, 35th verse, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word, that's it, is not going to pass away. His word is for sure. His word comforts you. Again, comforts you. His word alone brings you so much peace, so much joy when you read the word of God, when you meditate. He said, meditate upon it day and night. Meditate upon his word. What you mean, apostle, meditate? Just sit there and meditate upon what he said in his word. Come on, because he sent his word and he healed their disease. Our disease. It is his word is his bond towards us. I'm saying it again. His word will keep you. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So begin to walk in the word. Begin to talk the word. Begin again. Let the word become you and you become the word. You do the word things, you get the word results. If you, what he said, if you, in the word of God, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. You can ask what you will, because why? The word is in you. It's not on you, but it's in you. You can ask what you will when you are in the word. Come on. When you're in the word of God, that word is something. This word is something. When you're in the word and you're not what you call separate yourself from the word. You can't pull yourself from this word. Once you become to get to know who he is, you want to get in him. You want to get in there. He said, take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. Take this word up on you. Come on, somebody. When you get into the word of God, when you get into the word of God, you won't have to worry about things. You won't have to walk in fear. You won't have to walk in doubt. You could just do what he said. Abide in me, and my word abide in you. You can ask what you will. When that word is in you, the rhema word is in you, you can ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Why? Because the word of God is in you. The word of God is surround you. The word of God is not going to pass away. The word of God is going to stand forevermore in every situation that you and I come face with. Use the word of God. Allow the word to come out of you. First of all, it's got to be in you. It's got to be in you to come up out of you. That word alone, his word alone, come on, by the power in the authority of his word. As I said, the Hebrew said, he said his word is like a two-edged sword. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Going in, get to the joint, in the marrow of the bone. That word, it moves things. It shapes things offered around you. The word of God brings you comfort. It brings you peace. It brings you hope. It brings you joy. When you're in the word of God, take time, my brother, my sister. Take time, my mother. Take time, fathers. T- to get in the Word, to meditate on the Word. Don't let the enemy tell you that the Word does not work. You may say, well, I tried everything, Apostle. I done did everything I know to do. I done said everything I know to say. But begin to speak the Word. Begin to walk in the Word. Begin to meditate in this Word. And you will have good success. That's what the Word says. You will have good success when you begin to meditate in the Word, when you begin to walk in the Word, when you begin to come to the Word, and the Word becomes you. You have good success. Why? Because His Word is His bond, and His Word goes stand forevermore. Everything else, according to Matthew's, right here, according to what we just read, heaven and earth gonna pass away. But my word shall not pass away. That means it's going. We got to be founded. We got to be rooted. We got to be grounded in the Word of God. We can't be rooted and grounded in material things. We can't be rooted and grounded in things that's easily to be removed. Because if you're rooted and grounded in that, you have no substance. You have no solid foundation. The Word of God is a solid foundation for your life. Come on. Everything else is maybe in chaos. Everything else may be being destroyed around you. But when that Word is in you, you become the Word. The Word becomes you. You're on a solid foundation with the Word of God. You can stand against times, treacherous times. You can stand against the storm. Why? Because you're founded upon the rock of the Word. You're built upon the rock of the Word. So when storms and tests, trials come our way as believers, we don't look at the storm. We don't sway because of what we're going through. We stand flat-footed on the Word of God, knowing that the Word that we're preaching, teaching, and we're believing, it's going to stand forevermore. And it's going to bring you victory. It's going to bring you victory. It's going to bring you peace. It's going to bring you joy. Come on. Hallelujah. That's good news. Good news. Trouble don't last always with the Word. Because why? We know how to take the Word and apply to the trouble that we're in. Come on. Glory to God. I think about it. The centurion man said, again, he was in trouble there. But he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. What I want you to do is speak the Word. There's power in the Word. There's salvation in the Word. There's healing in the Word. Anything you need is in the Word. Stand on the Word of God, people. We're going through, everybody's going through situation, circumstances in their life. My situation may not be like yours. Yours may not be like mine. But we're going through something. But what do we have? We have this blessed assurance through the Word of God that you're going to make it. You can make it. You may say, well, Apostle, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. I'm just turning it on. And I don't understand. And I don't know who you're talking about. I want to offer you Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. It's simple. He said, all you got to do is confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, guess what? You have just now become in the family of the body of Christ. You have just now turned your life over to Him. And you're going to be founded in the Word of God. A solid foundation. This solid foundation that we're in. Speaking the Word of God through every crisis in your life. I guarantee you, it'll bring you out. I guarantee you, it'll give you peace. It'll give you joy when you speak the Word. Say what the Word say about it. Do what the Word would do about it. What would Jesus do in a situation? What would He do? He would use what His Father had given to Him. And what we would do, what we would use, But our Father, through Jesus Christ, has given us the right to the tree of life to do what? To use His word. You have the authority to speak the word. You have the authority to walk the word. Come on, again, meditate upon the word. Again, let the word become you, and you become the word, and you can do what the word says. You won't even have to let your heart be troubled. Because why? The word of God is there to meet every need in your life. This word alone. Everything else is going down. Everything else is fading away. But the word of God stands forever. It's a sure thing. The word of God is what it is. What is it? The word. Just stand on the word. When you can't stand on nothing else, you can stand on the word of God. When you can't find nothing else, get somewhere. Come to a point in your life that what I'm standing on is not a solid foundation, but this word is. This word. He sent His word. He sent His word, and He healed our disease. He sent His word. And His word, it works today. All we got to do is be believers and receivers of the word of God. I want you to be encouraged today, my brother, my sister. Those of you that just tuning into the radio broadcast, and you may have just accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This is the foundation. The word of God is the solid foundation. Don't build your trust and your hope on anything else, but build it up on the word of God. Build it up on this word, because it is a true solid foundation. It's not shaking. It's not shifting. The word stands alone, all by itself. Come on. Again, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. This is what He said. My word is going to stand forevermore. And if we're going to stand in these days and time now, guess where we need to be found? We need to be found in the word of God. We need to be found in the word of God. Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the word of God. Can't be wrapped up in nothing else. Can't be wrapped up in our families and in our jobs and in our BFF and all of our stuff. We can't be wrapped up in that, because that this stuff is passing away. But if we are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the word of God, we're going to make it through whatever situation we're facing. Whatever situation that we are going through and what we will be facing, the word alone will bring us out. The word is a healer. Again, let's be founded in the word of God. Let's become the word, and the word become us, and you become the word. Because the word works. It works for anybody that will operate it, that will speak the word. Come on. Hallelujah. You can do it today. You can walk in the word today. You can become the word today. Come on. What you say about it? My friend, my brother, my sister, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. So what we do is we begin to operate as kingdom. As the kingdom operate, we begin to speak word. We begin to meditate word on the word. We begin to come to word. Again, this word of God that we're in now, it will bring you through. Nothing else will bring you out. Nothing else will work. Nothing but the word of God. The word of God is what it is. People, you don't have to fret when you're in the word. When you're using the word, you don't have to fear. You don't have to doubt when you're using the word. Doubt and fear and the word does not mix. Because what he said, we must first be a believer that He is a rewarder to them that what? Diligently seek Him through His word. He is a rewarder. He's going to reward you from holding on to His word. See, the enemy comes to do three things according to the word of God. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, through his word, said, I come that you may have what? Life and have it more abundantly. Have life and have it more abundantly. What? Through the word. It's life in the word. This is the lifeline. His word is a lifeline for you and I today. But if you just only trust him, when you can't trace him, trust his word. Believe him. Because guess what? Even though you're in a low place in your life, but do me a favor, have a high praise. Do the word, and it'll bring you up. Because the word works if we believe it. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You know, a lot of people tell you, oh, my word, you got my word, you got my word. But something happened. And they don't make it up, can't do what they say. But you got the word of God to depend on. You got his word. Use it. My time is come and gone. This is my word. You got my word on this. I got to get up and go for real. But the word of God, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. Even when you're going through, listen, until Friday. Friday, same time. Same time. What? 9:30. We're going to see you where? WWBC 1510. See ya.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.